Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. A good night's sleep. Research shows that humans sleep less than other primates. The average sleeping time for humans is around 7 hours each night, compared to over 15 hours for some lemurs and monkeys. Scientists suggest that this difference stems from the fact that our ancestors moved from living in trees to living on the ground. They also started sleeping on the ground, which made them more vulnerable to predators. To reduce the risk of attack, they started sleeping for shorter periods and began sleeping in groups with a lookout constantly on guard. While reducing sleeping time helped ensure safety, it also created a problem. Too little sleep can weaken the immune system and impair mental performance. However, human sleep seems to have changed to overcome this issue. Studies show that compared to that of other primates, human sleep consists of a higher proportion of rapid eye movement, or REM, which is when dreams occur. Scientists believe this allows us to gain the benefits of sleep in a shorter time. Sleeping less also gave our ancestors more time to communicate with each other and learn new skills. This extra time spent transmitting cultural information and strengthening social ties is thought to have given humans an evolutionary advantage.
Questions. Number 11. What is one thing the speaker says about our ancestors? Number 12. What do scientists believe? B. Hit the road. The adoption of electric vehicles or EVs is on the rise, with international organizations such as the European Union introducing mandates regarding the use of zero-emission cars. Some people predict that EV sales will continue to swell. One issue that has some drivers and logistics companies concerned, however, is range anxiety. This is the fear that their vehicle's battery will not have sufficient energy to allow them to reach their destination, potentially stranding them with a non-functioning vehicle. Some researchers say electric roads might relieve such concerns as they allow for a continuous power transfer to vehicles. Critics, however, argue that some aspects of electric roads make them unrealistic in all but a small number of niche use cases. There are formidable technical challenges associated with electric roads, such as creating efficient power transfer mechanisms. Then, there would be the initial cost of deploying the charging infrastructure into roads on a large scale. Governments and car manufacturers would also have to agree on interoperability standards and technology to ensure that drivers could seamlessly drive from one region or country to another. Critics say that as the number of EV battery charging stations increases and longer range batteries are developed, electric roads may be left in the dust.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing some researchers say about electric roads? Number 14. What is one concern critics have regarding electric roads?
C. The Delian League. The Delian League was a military alliance of Greek cities formed in 478 BC. Greece had suffered two invasions by the powerful Persian Empire, and the city of Athens convinced neighboring cities to ally with it for protection. However, the Delian League outlived the threat from Persia, and Athens attempted to transform the alliance into an empire. While each member city could cast votes regarding the League's policies, Athens seems to have dominated the alliance, and a portion of the financial contributions from member cities came to be used to fund Athenian monuments rather than for defense. There may also have been a concealed objective behind the Delian League. At the time, both the military might and political influence of Greece's second most powerful city, Sparta, were growing. According to many historians, Athens believed that due to Sparta's rise, its own power was in jeopardy, so it formed the Delian League as a way to counter it. Sparta, in fact, had formed its own league of neighboring cities, and the situation eventually developed into armed conflict between Sparta and Athens.
Questions. Number 15. What happened to the Delian League after the threat from Persia ended? Number 16. What do many historians believe about the Delian League? D. The future of insects. Insects are not only one of the most numerous types of organisms on Earth, but are also extremely important for ecosystem health. The functions they perform include enabling plant reproduction by transporting pollen and breaking down organic material to nourish soil. Recently, however, studies have shown insect populations are declining overall. This may come as no surprise given the greatly increased use of pesticides in agriculture. A large-scale study of trends in insect population sizes, though, suggests habitat destruction due to urbanization is perhaps the key contributing factor. While the study confirmed trends shown in previous research, it also revealed a silver lining. Populations of insects that live in fresh water are on the increase. The researchers believe this could be the result of increased efforts to remove pollution from lakes and rivers. While further study is needed to identify what exactly is affecting populations of different species in specific locations, the overwhelming number of insects means researchers need members of the public to serve as citizen scientists and help gather data on local populations. However, insects are often viewed as pests, so ecologists say educators should be trained to teach students about their importance in order to inspire them to help.
Questions. Number 17. What did the large-scale study find? Number 18. What do ecologists say about the problem facing insects?
E. Do you take sugar? In the middle of the 20th century, scientists attempted to discover the reason for a sharp rise in heart disease in the United States. A research review carried out by a highly respected institution identified saturated fat as the main cause, and this had broad implications for public health. Government dietary guidelines began advising Americans to reduce saturated fat consumption. Low-fat foods had less flavor, however, so people started to replace them with high-sugar foods. This contributed to a rise in the average sugar consumption in the United States, which many experts believe caused a significant increase in diabetes, a condition that can cause blindness and even death. However, a recent analysis of previously unpublicized documents relating to the research review revealed that it had been funded by the sugar industry under the guise of the Sugar Research Foundation. The documents also suggested that the review may have been deliberately misleading. Not only did it emphasize the role of saturated fat in heart disease, but it also downplayed the role of sugar, despite a lack of evidence to support either of those conclusions. Attention was deflected away from sugar for decades, and it was not until the late 2010s that the U.S. government started recommending people limit their sugar consumption.
Questions. Number 19. What was one consequence of the research review mentioned by the speaker? Number 20. What does the speaker imply about the sugar industry?